It was a beautiful warm day, and I was driving Danica's Porsche in the wide Arizona desert between Gila Bend and Yuma. The road was flat, clear, and there wasn't another car in sight. My hands gripped the leather-wrapped steering wheel tightly as I jammed the Porsche into high gear and floored it. The car shot forward like a bullet from a gun. Faster and faster I drove, until the dashed, lane-dividing stripe blurred into a solid yellow line. My foot was pegged to the floor, and the car kept going faster. The roar of the motor sounded like a jet engine running full out, and it felt like the car was flying. I felt the warm sensation of a hand touching the inside of my leg. Looking over, I saw Maximilian, the gangster from the office who had almost given me an orgasm with only a kiss. The car motor briefly sputtered, but then caught again. He smiled a beautiful smile and blew me a kiss. A wave of lust and desire washed over me as he gently ran his hand up my thigh. The motor sputtered again, sounding almost like my cell phone. That's weird, I thought. Porsches don't usually sound like cell phones. Especially cell phones with Sophie's ringtone. The engine smoothed out for a second, but the cell phone ringtone sound happened again. What? By the fourth time it happened, I knew what the sound was. Both the Porsche and Maximilian faded as I felt around blindly on the nightstand. I found my phone and managed to pick it up without dropping it. Hello? I muttered into the phone. As always, hoping it was a prank call so I could go back to sleep.
Hey, Laura. Wow, you really sound terrible. How late did they keep you up last night?
Sophie? I'm sorry, but I'm not awake right now, and this phone call isn't likely to wake me up anytime soon. Maybe you should call me back around lunchtime.
Did you really shoot a dead guy? They're saying you found a dead guy in Alexander Sternwood's apartment, and then you shot him. Didn't you know he was already dead, and you didn't need to shoot him again? Or was he coming after you, even though you knew he was already dead, like a zombie? You know, if he was a zombie, you'd have to shoot him in the brain. The brain's the only place you can kill a zombie, well, unless he was a vampire. But, you know, lead bullets wouldn't have stopped him if he was a vampire. Even if you shot him in the brain, you'd need a silver bullet for that.
Sophie, I think that's werewolves, and why are you calling me?
I'm pretty sure silver bullets work for both vampires and werewolves. I remember I once saw a movie where they killed a bunch of vampires with silver bullets.
Sophie?
Sorry, Lenny's in a panic. He says he wants you down here right away. He got your voicemail from last night. You know you sounded terrible then, too, by the way. He's been on the phone with the police for the last 20 minutes. He has an appointment set up with Mrs. Sternwood at 1 o'clock. I think he wants to hear what happened from you first. Lenny's really stressing over this.
Great. How bad is he?
I'm wearing my loose red top today, and he hasn't tried to look down it, not even once. When that happens, you know he's distracted.
Down to the office? It figures, I said. What time is it now?
It's almost 9:30. Girlfriend, you're burning daylight.
Great.